chatting with our friend Sonia from Healing Animal Scars about some upcoming, well, and current fundraisers and initiatives that we want you aware of. Hi, Sonia. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing fine today, Russell. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Our pleasure.
We have a couple of things always ongoing to fundraise for Healing Animal Scars because, as you mentioned, cats are expensive, and I say they know their worth. Right now, there are two things I want to talk about, and it's primarily that we are doing another calendar for the year 2026, and in order to have the most beautiful pictures in the calendar, we want people to enter the pet photo contest that's currently going on. You can find details on Facebook if you look up the rescue called Healing Animal Scars. And for $10, you can enter a photo for a chance to win one of the 12 months of the calendar. And you can also purchase spots to be included in the months of the calendar, guaranteeing your pet will be featured.
That's super cool, and I like the option that you can make sure, if you've got one of those high-maintenance kitties that need to be in that calendar, you can ensure they are. One of the other initiatives we're chatting about is microchipping.
Yes, because a lot of people don't realize that you can have a microchip inserted under the skin of your pet so that if they ever go missing and somebody finds them, they will be scanned with a microchip scanner, which will lead the pet back to you if you keep your registration up to date. So every animal has a unique 15-digit serial number, which can be tracked back to the owner. It's not like a GPS that gives you live monitoring of where your pet goes. But if your pet is picked up by a rescuer or an individual who takes it to a veterinarian or goes to a shelter, they will all use a scanner so that you can be reunited with your beloved pet. And it's especially important right now. It's spring, and everything smells great outside, and cats are just yearning to go out and take a little sniff. So if you have an indoor cat, people say, oh, I don't need a microchip, my cat's inside. Mm-hmm. Your cat does have a high probability of escaping at some point in their life. And if you have a microchip, that's a great, greatly increased likelihood that you will get your pet back to you promptly.
Curiosity, right?
If you have an outdoor pet, it's especially important that they have a microchip for identification. In case they are mistaken by a kind-intentioned neighbor, they might think that they're a stray cat. But if they have a microchip, they can be quickly scanned for free at a vet or a shelter, and it would be led right back to the owner.
And many organizations, like yours, adopt out with them already microchipped.
That's correct. When you adopt a cat or a kitten from Healing Animal Scars, we have them microchipped prior to adoption so that they have permanent identification because a collar and tags can be removed or fall off or even be a hazard to your pet and strangle them. So Healing Animal Scars is actually hosting a microchip clinic Saturday, May 24th at the new veterinarian called April Vets in Dartmouth Crossing. And for a donation of $30 to the rescue, we will have your pet microchipped and registered to you.
$30, that's quite a deal, is it not?
Oh, yeah. The rescue will be making barely any money on this initiative, but it's more about public awareness and making sure that families are reunited with their pets if they ever go missing. Mm-hmm. The first thing I do when I find a stray cat is whip my microchip scanner out of my purse and check the animal so I can say, oh, my goodness, if this animal has a home, we can get him right back to his owners without having to go to the rescue organization.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And, of course, jumping into kitten season, so the fundraising initiatives are always on the go at Healing Animal Scars, and, again, you can find out more through your Facebook page, which I'll put a link up on our website.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for doing what you do, Sonia, and for joining us here this afternoon.
Well, thank you. I'm always pleased to speak with you, Russell. And the last point I want to make to people is if you ever see kittens outside, they shouldn't be. They were most likely born outside to a feral or stray mother cat. So please report them immediately to Healing Animal Scars or any of the other worthy local rescue groups.
Easy to remember number 902-469-MEOW.
Meow.